You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday and it's August 4th already, if you can believe that. We're going to talk about foreclosures and the home mortgage crisis. Mignon, are you there?
Yes, here.
Tell us, how close were you to foreclosure?
Very, very close.
And are you still tearing your hair out?
Yes.
You still are?
Yes.
Mignon Blanchard is someone whose home is on something called an estate bus tour. There's just growing concern about the housing crisis, facing a new round of foreclosures from prime mortgages given to people with all kinds of good credit. The $300 billion bailout signed by President Bush isn't the only help on the way. Now there's also the estate bus tours. It has started up in states with big problems like Florida, California, and Michigan. Also in New Jersey, where the nonprofit group Brand New Day is loading up buyers on a bus and touring homes on the verge of foreclosure. And Krishna Garlic is also with us. She's the executive director of Brand New Day. And you call this program a win-win.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, I think it helped us to take an opportunity that could have been a very traumatic crisis for someone like Mignon, a homeowner. And we were able to say, you know, let's save the homeowner from foreclosure. Let's get a new home buyer in that house and make that connection. Obviously, we know it helps the bank and it helps the municipality who partnered with us on this project so that they can also keep this house on the tax roll. So it becomes a win-win for everyone involved.
So Mignon, you're tearing your hair out. Describe the situation you find yourself in right now.
It was difficult. I had some personal problem, and that would lead me, you know, to, you know, fall back with the payment and everything. And I really didn't know what to do, who to turn to. And it's Channel 9. I saw a piece of the news, and that's, I take it from there.
And what's happened so far? So you called up Brand New Day, and you got your house listed. Anybody come to take a look at it?
Yes, a few people did, the bus tour. A few people was on that bus tour that came, and two other persons besides those people.
Now, Krishna, this is really brand new. You just started these estate tours about 2 weeks ago. Tell me, what kind of response have you gotten, both from people who are on the verge of foreclosure as well as those who are interested in buying a home?
Yeah, we actually had a waiting list for the first bus tour. We wanted to keep that, you know, very small and intimate for that first experience. But since, you know, the media coverage, we've gotten a number of phone calls, both from people who are in foreclosure who have decided they want to sell their houses, as well as first-time home buyers who are looking for an opportunity. So we're planning to do another one of these in the fall.
And how does it work?
Basically, we are a HUD-certified counseling agency, so we make sure that we give training to home buyers first to make sure that they're educated buyers. We work with them to do IDA programs, individual development account programs, so that they can save money for down payment. We work on their credit challenges, and then we use a program called Loan Prospector Outreach, which basically is able to tell the homeowner what kind of mortgage they can qualify for. They are pre-qualified to go on the bus tour. We know what they can afford as far as a housing cost, and then we find houses that are within that cost and take them on a tour to these houses. Obviously, we work with the families first, the foreclosure families, to make sure that they are at a point where they're ready to sell, and that there's nothing that we can do to help them to avoid the foreclosure while staying in the house.
And Mignon, so when you heard about this program and you first spoke to them, was it relief? How would you describe it?
Oh, yes. It was a big, big relief because I was really to the point that I really didn't know what to do, you know, who to turn to, what to do. The only thing I could do or to think of is, like, that was my last alternative, is to just commit suicide.
So give us the sell on your home. What makes your home special?
I wouldn't say special, but I try to keep it, you know, try to keep it at a minimum and try to do my best, you know, to take care of everything in it so far, and, you know, but just the payment, that's where the problem was.
So, Krishna, at this point, you have no sense of what the timeline might look like. I mean, this is a new venture and trying to match people with problem and then bring in those who may have a solution.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, this bus tour has been happening in other places around the state, and I know you said that during your introduction. And I think one of the things that makes this tour that we've done in New Jersey very different is that this was a nonprofit and a municipality partnering together to change people's lives. you know, not to take away from real estate agents who are trying to, you know, make a dollar, and so they're doing the tours to earn a living. But I just think we had a very different focus. And so one of the things that we heard from a number of people who participated was that they felt very safe, very comfortable. They felt like they had, you know, their counselors there to ask questions. And so from a timeline perspective, I mean, these are very conscientious buyers. Many of them have gone back this weekend to see Mignon's house or some of the other houses that were on the tour. And we believe that there will be purchases that are made as a result of the tour.
Mignon, very quickly, what's your best case scenario here?
Excuse me?
What do you hope for most out of this?
I just hope to for everything really to, you know, to come to an end and, you know, get it off and, you know, get it sell. And that's my most hope, because right now I'm still kind of nervous and I'm still worried. So my best hope is to start over. And this time, I would take it in a different way.
Mignon Blanchard, we wish you all the best. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Krishna Garlick, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Oh, you're welcome.
Krishna Garlick is the executive director of Brand New Day in New Jersey.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.